Hello, my name is Tuffy Edwards. This audio topic is intended to help you understand several of my online courses, how the notes are arranged, and what to expect on the test. As such, it will apply to the following courses: Management 101, Management 120, Management 121, Management 240, Marketing 101, and Marketing 110. If you're taking one of these courses, you should try hard to understand what I'll try to explain here briefly. Thank you. The first thing to remember in all of my courses is that the deadlines are firm. You should not expect to be allowed any extended time to take the test, and there is no guarantee that a makeup test will be allowed, though that often happens if we can hold down the number that are required over the course of the semester. You may take the test any times before the test deadlines, but you must not miss a deadline. I would strongly advise that you not wait until the last day to take one, because there will be no good excuses on that day. Things do come up, and it may not be your fault, but your fault is that you waited until the last day. So always be aware of the deadlines and keep that in mind. The notes will be the true key to this test, these tests. The notes are arranged basically into two parts. For each chapter, you will first find a set of terms. Those terms will show up again on the test in that order, arranged as a set of matching problems where you match the terms with their definitions. The biggest problem and the most difficult thing to understand for this part of the test and this part of the course is that this is not like high school vocabulary. You should not expect that the definitions that you see on the test will be the exact definitions given in the book or offered anywhere inside of this course. The idea here is for you to understand these terms. In the classroom, we spend a lot of time clarifying this, but it basically boils down to, my best analogy would be for you to realize that you understand terms like baseball, basketball, football. You do not need a certain specific definition of those terms to recognize them. I could talk about the game played with an infield and an outfield, the game played with nine players, the sport played over nine innings, the sport played with a pitcher and catcher, and you would understand that to be baseball because you really do understand that term. That's what we want to try to accomplish with these terms. Now, online, that's a little more difficult than it is in the classroom, and a lot of that, frankly, will have to be left up to the student. You should read the definitions in the book. Not be afraid to do any online research that might be required for any of those that confuse you. But remember, the definitions will be a very simplistic, generalized thing as you'll find them on the test, and you just simply have to identify from that point. The remainder of the notes and the test will consist of an outline for each chapter. In the classroom, we go down each topic within each section and talk about them individually. You should try to do the same thing in your online course. Several of these items will be noted with numbered subtopics. Those are the test questions, the specific questions that will be on the test. In the classroom, students are asked to memorize those answers. What we found over time is that when you do this online without the benefit of the classroom discussions, it simply looks like a lot of lists to memorize. Again, talking about the classroom, the idea here is students are asked to memorize those lists as reminders of more detailed discussions we've had over those topics. For the online student, in most cases you will be similarly asked to memorize those lists, but you should try to realize that some are definitely more important than others. It's not one long list of items to memorize. Some of them you should know, you should realize are important enough, and I will try to provide information in the course to help you with that, that they are not a matter of studying and memorizing. A few others are a little more rote memorization. And for those, I've tried to rearrange those questions into something other than simply you're providing the answers. I've tried to change those for the online sections into something like multiple selection types. You'll be given a list to select the correct answers from. In both cases, where you have to memorize a list and where you have to select items from a list, the correct items are those used in the notes. This part is really meant to be simple, and it's not up to the student to try to write an essay, to try to analyze or understand or provide their own words. I simply want the answers from the notes. and you'll have one of two ways to provide those, either as a list or selecting items from. It's been my experience that some students find the term part of the test easier. Those are usually students that are comfortable with thinking through the logic and that generalization of understanding the meaning of terms. And others find the memorization parts easier. Those are typically students willing to devote more study time. You will have to find out early in the course which you are and then focus on the type that gives you the most difficulty. But I don't think you'll find that to be a problem. With that brief introduction, I will now encourage you to try to read all the information available in the course. Be careful to note any emails that I may send. The course introduction tries to explain some of this thing in a little more detail that you may find easier to read than to listen to. I will also try in the future to add some audio topics for individual chapters and something of a test review for each course. They do not currently exist as I prepare this, but I hope to have them over the course of this term. Okay, thank you very much. Please be sure to contact me with any email questions you may have at any time. Again, thank you.